Hey everyone, Connie here. Thank you for listening to our podcast. Before we continue, I'd like to take this opportunity to share with you my book called How to Start Your Virtual Assistant Business, 10 Steps to Earn Online as a Top-Notch Virtual Assistant. It contains 10 bite-sized chapters to build a thriving online business, have a consistent income, and get the time freedom you always wanted. It's a perfect gift for you or your loved ones who want to start an online business and work from home or anywhere. Check it out at conniezabala.com/VABook. Want a free chapter? Sure! Just visit bit.ly/VABook free chapter and get your copy. Again, that's bit.ly/VABook free chapter.
Greetings, fellow entrepreneurs. This is Connie and Belle of the Freelancing with Faith podcast.
We are both moms and entrepreneurs whose digital services are bound by our core Christian values.
On this platform, let's talk about tips and how-tos to help our transformational entrepreneurs grow their businesses online.
We also invite our fellow service providers as our guests so they can share their stories and experiences with us.
All these we do with the end goal of glorifying God by providing the best digital services to our clients.
We also have our weekly live praise and worship session.
We look forward to connecting with you. As you listen or watch, grab your favorite drink, pay attention, and take notes. Let us encourage one another to strengthen our faith and relationship with God because He provides for everything.
When He blesses us, He blesses our businesses.
To do that, make sure to subscribe or follow us. Get engaged and share your thoughts with us whenever you have the chance. We look forward to connecting with you. God bless you all. And good evening, good morning, or good afternoon to you, whatever time you are watching us from. We are Connie and Belle, and I forgot the tagline. I didn't even open the thing. Sorry, we are late. It's my fault. I'm sorry. Not yet adjusted to the new schedule. We apologize. So we will start right away. And now we are going to talk about some tips as a virtual. I haven't opened any windows, any cheat sheet yet. Sorry about that. So we're talking about tips for admin VAs. So we have a special guest for tonight. But before that, let's have an opening prayer. Isabel, can you do the honor?
Yes. Let's remember that we're in the presence of God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, we praise you. We glorify you. We honor you. We thank you for blessing us these past few days. We're grateful for all the resources and the people you're sending our way so we can bless others and do what you called us to do. We ask for forgiveness for every wrongdoing we committed. We lift up to you every person who is watching and listening to this podcast. We pray that you open their hearts and minds so that whatever we share with them will create an impact on their businesses. We also lift up to you, Connie and I, as well as our special guest for tonight, Miss Claudine. Pour out your Holy Spirit in us so we will continue to have the courage to say the right words, to share what you're teaching us with the goal of telling your truth. Help and remind us, including our brothers and sisters, that we're building and thriving in our businesses to glorify you and serve the people we work with. We believe that whatever success we have, we owe it all to you. All this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
If you are watching us for the very first time, before we start this, we went back to the night session here in Manila, here in the Philippines. We're used to do live sessions at 1 p.m. So we apologize. This is supposed to be 9 p.m. But it's my fault that we started 30 minutes late. Oh my goodness. Sorry. Sorry. But we do have a special guest for tonight. Go ahead, Isabel. Introduce her.
Yes. Joining us tonight, brothers and sisters, is an experienced virtual assistant with a passion for digital marketing. Her expertise extends across various areas, seamlessly blending social media management, email marketing, and personal and executive assistance with cold calling and appointment setting roles. With years of experience under her belt, she's not just a seasoned professional, but a dedicated mentor for aspiring freelancers. So you know who to go to. Her mission is to empower, inspire, and share practical advice for those stepping into the world of freelancing. So without further ado, here's Miss Claudine Morillo.
Yay! Hello, hello!
Hi, everyone. Thank you so much for inviting me here. It's really an honor.
Thank you for saying yes and for the patience. One of the hosts is late.
It's okay.
Share with it's us nice your too. Story before before the, you know, all those credentials, what we call credentials. What's your story there?
Yes, actually, yes. Thank you so much for inviting me here. So, yes, it's been a roller coaster ride. So, I don't want to be like emotional here, but yes, I started from scratch, and I am really proud of myself, and also for I am so thankful that I have God who always helped me whenever or whatever I wanted to or whatever things that I wanted to do. He always supports me, and I know He is always there. So yeah, actually, for me, start as how do I say? before when I started working, so I actually studied Bachelor of Science in Business Administration. So after I'm done with my 2-year course, so actually I am undergraduate. So I only studied for 2 years. So due to financial restraint, so I need to like stop going to school just because of that reason or for some reason. So after that, I started working as a sales lady. So really, I really don't know, but I started doing that job because before what is my calling is, or I don't know myself yet. So I'm still looking for like something. Then I started working as a sales lady, but I for some reason, so apart from you're working for I think 12 hours a day, so I don't think that it is really for me. I don't think so. So I decided to quit. And then after that, I applied as a pharmacy assistant. So I worked there for almost 3 years. So I started working as a pharmacy assistant, and then I got promoted as an officer in charge. So I'm so happy because I thank it all to our God. He really helps me a lot, because I don't know if He isn't there, I don't know if I can deliver my like my job well, or so I'm lost for words. I'm overwhelmed. I'm
no
so
worries.
Sorry. So,
no worries.
Yeah, actually, that's what I started. So, and unfortunately, but I am blessed. But there are like some problems that like arise or something like that. So, I do also have like ups and downs. So, when I after or for almost 3 years of being a pharmacy assistant, I decided to quit for some reason, and then I looked for another job, and then after that I got pregnant. So yeah, I got pregnant. So I right now I have a 5-year-old kid, so he is my strength, and I don't know what my life is without him. So even if I am a single mom, so for that reason, God give me like stress on how to endure everything. So like every challenges that comes to my way. So I am so glad that he never left me. So that's mm-hmm. the thing that I can, that I am proud of myself, because I did it. I made it. So yeah, God really helps me a lot. And then after that, I don't wanna work outside, or I don't wanna work again, like looking for a job outside or like traveling, just because I wanna spend more time with my family or with my kid. So I decided to like look for a job, which is a work from home job. So that's where I started as an ESL. I started my work from home job as an ESL teacher. So yeah. So I have been an ESL teacher for 3 years, but during my 3 years, I've also been a virtual assistant. Yeah. So for some reason, I met a friend. So yeah, an online friend. So he referred me to this client. He's really, really like understandable. He is really a good person. So that's when I started my virtual assistant job. But way back 2018, it's not that known. So yeah, being a virtual assistant job is not really known to everyone. So there are like few people who does that during those times. So even if I don't know how it works or what are we going to do, so I took the job. So I've got like the client interviewed me, and luckily I passed. So I really started from scratch. And all I can say that startup isn't always that easy. So you have to like go by a step by step process, and also it really requires determination and passion to go through storms of uncertainty and to be resilient. So it takes an acronym to get on your feet and do multiple work. Also to thrive in a multifaceted work area, it always like difficult. So it is really difficult for me, since I don't have any experience when it comes to doing those kind of job. But I am so thankful. Yeah, every time or everything that I do, everything that I wanted to try, everything. Almost everything, I always put my trust to God, just because I know that He always answered my prayers. Yes. Yeah, and even if it's difficult, so even if there are a lot of challenges that comes to my way, it has a lot of learnings that will like harness your skills to excel in a variety of work or variety of tasks, of work fields or something like that. So I am so thankful. And apart from being a pharmacy assistant back then and a virtual an ESL teacher and a virtual assistant at the same time, so there are like challenges as well. So really, there are a lot of challenges in my life, as what I've said. It's been a roller coaster ride. Yeah, because after my 2 years and 1 month of working as a virtual assistant, my client tells me that we need to hold off, we need to hold off just because she got pregnant. So I'm sad, because it really helps a lot during my time, since I do have a family that I support. I also have my baby. So like there are a lot of responsibilities that I need to take during that time. So yes, I stopped working working as a virtual assistant and an ESL teacher as well. And then my unfortunately, it is during the pandemic. Yeah, I lost both of my job as an ESL and a virtual assistant. So it's really sad because there are a lot of things that happens during that time. So I lost my father. So yeah, he is like during pandemic. Yeah. Mm. So it is really unfortunate. Yeah, because I am what do you call this? I really love him, and he is my like inspiration. So even though there are a lot of things that happens along the way, since I am strong, during that time I am staying in our province in Negros Oriental, and then I go back to Manila to find work. And that's where I started working as a call center agent for 1 year and 6 months. And since I've been like traveling for 3 hours just to go to the office, and then another three
oh my
hours
goodness.
To go home. It's really tiring. Mm. Yeah.
We know.
Yeah. So for like the traffics, oh my god, it's really pain in the ass. So I requested if they can like during that, because since it is still in a pandemic era, so I tried to like request if ever I can work from home. So they grant those wishes. But yeah, then yeah, I work from home, but during the announcement that was made, like they want all the ages or all the employees working from home need to work at the office. So that's when I decided to quit. So I really decided to quit. So when I think of something, let's say for example, when I am planning to quit, if I really want to do that, I always what do you call this? I always do it. Like
nothing can stop you.
Yes, nothing can stop me. Even if I don't know what the outcome is, I still try. So I'll still do it. And then that's when I think of finding another like work from home job. And that's where virtual assistant came across again. And then I started from scratch again. So this time, yes. And luckily, those hardship or those challenges that comes along the way, I am so thankful. I am so blessed just because I made it, even though it's really hard. And I can't say that I am successful right now, because still, I had a lot of responsibilities that needs to be taken care of first. But I can say that I'm on my way. Yeah. So I need his like guidance, but I know that I am on my way, and he is always there. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow, that's an amazing story. I can imagine myself after experiencing being a VA, and you were already working from home, and then you go back. I can imagine myself doing that. Thank God I have clients. My goodness.
That's why I decided to stop. I decided to quit because, oh my God, I need to 6 hours a day again. so that I can go to the office and then went back home. So it's very tiring, and yeah, like you become like exhausted So like every day. So I feel like I don't have more time with myself. And that's where depression and anxiety came. And yeah, really hard. I'm
you're
still
away.
Battling with...
Were you away from your kids?
Yes. During that time, yes, I sacrificed everything just to give them a better life so that I can sustain all their needs. And it's that it's really tough. I can say, because when you miss your child, you don't know what you're going to do. You just keep on missing him because you can't see him anytime. So, you know, I don't know if you've experienced that kind of feeling, but yes, it's really difficult for a single mom who is away with his son. Yes. I don't know what others, because there are a lot of people who think that you just work away from your son to forget the responsibility or something like that, but they don't really know the struggle.
Agree.
The struggle of wanting to hug or to kiss your son, but you cannot do it because you're away. And also the needs of you need to work the whole time, or you don't have much more time of yourself because you're always working just to sustain everybody's needs. Because apart from being a single mom, I am also a breadwinner, so I have like my little brother still studying in college, and I also have my mom with me, so I am supporting them and everything.
Oh my god, given those situation, we admire how you always believe in God, how you always say that you are thankful and you are blessed. Is there I'm not sure how to ask this, because many people think that if you are closer to God, you won't experience this type of things, this type of challenges. So we admire you for that. And I want to ask, how are you able to sustain that belief? Because, yes, let's face it, some people will already lose hope after challenge, especially being a single mom and a breadwinner. I can relate to that. I can imagine. How were you able to keep on clinging to God there? I'm not sure if that's the right term, but yeah.
So I can't say that. The time that I am staying in Manila just to work, actually I didn't go to church. But still, prayers is there. So I always believe in God, because from the very beginning, so when I was like a kid or still a kid, my mom always, every Sunday, we always go to church. So that's what I like. That is my belief. Like whatever you wanted to do, whatever or in every walks of life, you really need God in your life. So though I come to a point where I lose trust, because I'm just a human, but he is always there to remind me that he is there, he is listening. Like every time I had problems or I had struggles, challenges in my life, I always cry, because I am not that open to my family, actually. So they, I don't know if they see me cry, but maybe this time. So like they see me cry, but they never see me stop, like something like that. Yeah. So I always put my trust in God, because I always believe that He is always listening to me. So when, like, every battles, every challenges that I experience or that comes in my life or to my life, I always pray to God to give me, like, to give me hope, to give me stress every day. Yeah, because for me it's really tough, just because I experience those hardship alone, really alone. Yeah, like, I do not have someone to talk to. I face my own challenges, something like that. Yeah, because I don't want them to see that I am weak. Yes, I don't want them to see that I am weak. But if every time that I think that it is really, how do I say this? I'm a bit emotional, but I will try my best not to cry. Yeah.
So, I love that.
Yes.
I think what you're trying to say is that other people may see you may seem strong. That's your, yes, your front for other people, because you have to be strong for your son, mm, for your mom, and for those people who are looking up to you, right? But yeah. I love that you mentioned, but in front of God, you're that little child. You, yes, just cry, yes, your heart
I'm
out.
I'm always crying. Yes, I'm always crying. And then after I cry, or after I finish talking to God, I always go to sleep. And then when I woke up, I find myself pretty. Yeah, I was like, oh my God, I look pretty today.
So, yeah. You woke up like that. Listen to,
yes,
that.
I woke up like that. Yes, after crying.
Yeah. There's peace. There's, you know, there's you are energized, brothers and sisters. Mm-hmm. That's what happens, yes, when you pray.
Yeah, just like God is telling me that, yeah, I really need prayers in my life, or I really need Him in my life, because He will give everything.
Refresh you.
Yes, refresh me, and also help me in everything that I do. Actually, when I started applying as a virtual, or when I started working as a virtual assistant, so I don't have a client back then. Whenever I submit my, like, proposal, whenever I submit my proposal, I always pray to God that if this job is really for me, then it is really for me. Yes, I always pray to God if this client will reply to my proposal or will see my proposal, then I always, like, pray to God, oh, thank you, Lord, for doing this, for granting my wish, or something like that. So I always communicate with Him, because I know that without Him, we can do nothing.
Amen.
So that's the, like, the thing that I always put into my mind, that we really need God in our life. So whenever or whatever you're going, or whatever the paths you need to take, or whatever whatever path or whatever step you wanted to take, always put your trust in Him. Yeah.
That's amazing. This is amazing share, especially when submitting proposals. I do that too. Before hitting that submit.
Yeah, before hitting submit. And then also when you've been invited for an interview, even if it's for initial interview, so every time, like, 10 minutes before the interview, yes, pray. I always give time to, like, I always pray. Yes, because if it's really for me, then, yeah, really for me, He will give it to me. Something like that. Yeah, so that is what my faith is. So yeah,
and I hope to our viewers. I hope you're already getting tips. Yeah. This is actually part of the these are already part of the tips and tricks.
Yeah.
When you want to do this, you know, when you want to overcome the challenges in this industry, which we will be talking about more later. So I guess we'll just have one more questions before the main topic. Like for example, if you wanna go back to yourself when you first started, like for example, you did the ESL and you did the VA before you went back to the corporate. If you can go back to that moment, what would you tell yourself during that time?
Yes, maybe I will tell myself that. Actually, I'm lost for words right now. So let me think.
Go ahead.
Yes, actually, I will tell myself that always, what do you call this? I always trust myself, but sometimes we think that we can't do it just because we're facing like or we have challenges along the way. But one thing I can tell myself is that thank you for being strong. Thank you for making it through. And also just like I will thank myself for doing everything that not just make me happy, but make my family happy, and what else? Thank you that in every challenges that I face, I always have God that believes in me. So I will never. I can't say that I will never go back to. I will never go back into the corporate world, but I am so thankful that he brings me or he let me experience this kind of life that he gives right now. So, yeah, I think that's all I can say. And I'm sorry, I am not really... Sometimes I do have a lot of things to say, but sometimes I run out of words. So I'm so sorry. I hope that they understand me or our viewers understand me. So, most especially because I don't have sleep yet. So yeah. So after this, I will sleep for like 2 hours and then work again. That's why I ran out of words and I don't know what to say because I don't have that's why I told my like my partner to like give me something to drink so that I will have like I preparing myself to do this because this is my first time and I am not that prepared.
No, it's not all views.
Yeah.
Thank you for
your time, for waiting, for patience, for sharing. Okay, let's move ahead with the main topic so that Claudine will have her sleep soon. So let's move on to
because we call it lutang moments.
So let's move on to the next section, which is the virtual assistant administrative tasks, tips and tricks by Claudine. So go ahead, take it away.
Yes, to aspiring like freelancers. So for those aspiring freelancers that want to like to be a virtual assistant, so all you need to do is to branch out. So you have to be responsible or responsive to your innate calling, like deal with something that resonates with you and your background. So prior knowledge eliminates like ignorance to a work field and gives you an advantage to advance to a higher level of your freelance career. So if you think that you can, or if you think that you, even if you don't have experience, but if you think that you can do a, or you can give them a good output, or you trust yourself that you can do well, or you can do the job, then try it for yourself. So don't be afraid to start from scratch, because that's everyone is. So we are not in this situation if we don't experience those we don't have much experience working as a virtual assistant. So, and then resiliency. So freelancing is full of like uncertainties, and some days may just not be your best, and it is okay. So you just have to be like optimistic and pull something off with what you already have. Do not be afraid to use alternatives to maximize your working effort. And then always like proactive, be proactive, ask. So it is really important for a freelancer to like maximize his or her performance through fully understanding what the work encompasses. Therefore, it is not crime. It is not really crime to ask for like directions, for instructions, and propose your innovative and creative twist. And then lastly, and also never be afraid to leave your comfort zone. So this is what I do. So I leave my comfort zone. I tried something else just because I wanted to try different, or I wanted to try something else, because I am looking also for like a job or for something that really because even if I am not that like fluent, or I am not fluent when it comes to like English language, I always try my best, and I am, but I always do my best. I always give my best, and like what I said, being proactive. So I always ask if I don't understand the instructions. I always give like alternatives, or I always rephrase my questions or something like that. Always remember that a great freelancer survives in any given task. So you just have to be resourceful in everything that you do. So you can watch, there are a lot of videos in YouTube, and there are also free courses that they offer for free. And what you're gonna do is don't be afraid of doing the things that you wanted to, or you wanted to take. So always ask God for direction. So I know that when you started working, or when you started looking for a job, there are a lot of like rejections. So rejections is always there, but always believe that rejections is God's redirection. So it really redirects you to a different path it will redirect you to the correct path, or the path that you really want to. So like, you have passions to do so. So you should be like, or this means it is a must to thrive in each like working environment, and also provide solutions to every given problem. But nothing is impossible when you think and reckon with your like innovative touch. So don't be stagnant. An overflowing knowledge results to an overflowing career dynamics. And then consult. So every freelancer may do their job on their own pace, but it is never downgrading to consult other experts on how to do things amazingly. Give a man food and you feed him for a day. Teach a man to fish and he'll survive. So I'm sure there are a lot of experts who like to share their experiences. So just like me, I want to share my experiences to other aspiring freelancers, because they always got you. And connect with them and widen your scope. So don't be afraid to start from scratch. Always learn, learning by doing. And then last one is health. So a freelancer or a virtual assistant may work day and night, but the body should be conditioned to work in such stress. So don't forget to relax while you earn, and also postpone things if necessary, or when time is lenient, don't burn out while you chase success. So yeah, because that's me. I started from scratch without little to minimal understanding of what this freelancing is. So however, the journey I had going through, like the trials and error, really enriched my knowledge, and I have up to this like day. So it really taught me how to learn something from failure as much as you do from success. So I do had a lot of challenges when it comes or when started to do freelancing or to become to being a virtual assistant. And sometimes it was not as stable as we think. So we might lose client along the way, but and also we are struggling at first, but it really pushes you, or it really pushes me, to do more than what's expected. So always pray to God, whatever you do, during the interview or before the interview, before you submit your applications, your proposal, always pray to God so that he will give you guidance. And always remember that he is always there. So just like it's, you need to like widen your horizons to an extent that once you try something, you apply the process of learning and application. And technicals are one thing to be mindful of, and coping up with stress as well is something you should gradually learn to be triumphant. So yeah, that's for me. That's all for me.
There, thank you.
A lot of takeaways.
Yes, so I hope you noticed that it's not about, we know that our title is admin tasks. You should know that being in the V industry is not about the skills, because
yes,
that's,
it's not about
automatic skills. Yeah, it's automatic. Yeah, once you have those tips that Claudine shared with us, so we
yes,
hope
you will learn along
part.
The way. Yes, you will learn along the way. So even if you don't trust yourself or some, because we do experience that the first thing we try something new, so we really don't know how it goes, but always trust yourself, be confident, yes, and always trust to, or always trust God, always or let him like give you like guidance in everything that you do, because if you trust God, he will also give whatever you want to do in your life. So sometimes he give you like challenges, or he give you like or there are some hardships that comes along the way, but it's his way. Yeah, it's his way to just like to strengthen you, because he wants you to be strong, whatever happens. Yes, because yes, being a virtual assistant or being a freelancer or having that kind of job is not stable. So you really need to be prepared of what's coming. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing. Now we're moving on to the last section of this session, which is the fast Q&A. So, Sis Bell, your turn.
Yeah, so this is what we call the fast Q&A round. And this is also good for people who are about to sleep later because these are easy questions.
That's me. That's me.
It won't take too much of the, you know, your remaining brain cells to answer these questions.
My God, I don't have my English is just little for today, so I didn't bring a lot.
This should be easy. Okay, first question: cake or pie?
What is that again?
Cake or pie?
Pie,
as in pie.
Apple pie,
baked pie.
Apple pie. Oh, yes. Yeah, cake.
Next question. Able to speak every language in the world or able to talk to animals?
Able to speak.
Every language.
What is that again? The first one. Yeah.
The last movie.
Able to speak every language.
Okay, the last movie or series you watched?
What is that again? Rewind.
Yeah, I was thinking rewind. It's
trending.
Yeah. Okay. That's next the question. Like. Yeah, that's the Filipino movie that I watch.
yeah. And then next question: your LSS, the last song playing on your mind.
Oh my God. Wait, what is it? Oh, Blessings from Laura nice. Story. Yeah, ooh. This is what I always Yeah. Nice. Yeah, that's what I always have on my on my list. Yes, and then followed by Grace. Actually, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Teleportation or flying?
Teleportation.
The last book you've read?
Oh my God, I didn't read books. Actually, really, yeah. I always watch movies.
It's okay.
Yes, yeah. I am not fond of like reading books. Yeah.
Yeah. Last, the top three people that you follow.
Oh my God, who are they? I don't know. I never follow anyone. Oh my God. I think let me think. Oh my God, this is fast talk, but okay.
No. Because of lack of sleep.
Cast from,
that's why.
Yeah. I'm sorry, guys. Yeah, actually the latest people or person that I follow, it's actually Korean actor. Yeah, so yes, from Singles Inferno. I don't know if you watched it, if you watched that series. So
not yet.
Yeah, not yet.
Is it highly recommended?
Not really. But if you like it's more like dating it's dating show, like they are all singles and they have the opportunity to talk with the other. Yeah, so not really recommended to watch. But I watch another like Korean series, Korean drama, so that's what I'm into these days. Yeah. But okay. They're Korean. The last person that I follow is all Korean actors and actresses.
Okay, paper
yeah,
or
because
plastic?
Because I actually, nowadays actually, okay,
oh, sorry.
Paper.
Sorry, am I lagging?
Yes, it's okay.
No, you're good, you're good.
Okay, okay. Okay, summer or rainy days?
Rainy days.
Favorite day of the week?
Saturday, Sunday.
Ask permission or beg for forgiveness?
Oh my God, when it comes to forgiveness, it's really a challenge for me. Oh my God. I can't choose.
It's okay. You think about it.
Yes, okay. I think at first.
Yeah. And yes, then
nowadays it's hard.
Last but not the least question, if you could have a face-to-face conversation with God and ask one question or say one thing, what would it be?
What would it be? Okay. I think I will ask him a question about oh my God, do I have a question? Because even if I even if there are a lot of challenges I face along the way, I don't question there are things that comes to my mind, like a question, why it keeps on doing or why this keeps on happening or happens to my life. I think that's the questions that I need to ask, that why it keeps on happening, why it always happen, because I really don't know why I do have a lot of challenges along the way. So I need to ask him why. What are the things that I've done this past few years that I experienced, that I encountered this kind of like mess or I have this kind of challenges. So I think I need like an answer, or I need an answer to him from him directly, of why it keeps on happening. Because I don't know as well. Yes, I keep on doing. I am not that good, but I always try my best to be a good person. But there is like some things or like trials that comes along the way that I didn't expect it. So it's really sad. But yeah, I think that's the questions that I need to ask. Why?
Yeah, fair. That's
but
a
I'm not blaming
question.
Him. I'm not blaming him for doing that, because I know he wants me to be strong. Yes, I know he wants me to be strong, but I need to ask him why. Like, it always happens to me.
Yes, that's a fair question, and he will
like,
and he will
like
understand anyway.
From him.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep, it's okay. It's okay. He won't mind.
Yeah. So that concludes our fast Q&A round. Yay!
Oh my God. I survived.
Yeah. Any last piece of advice to those people who are just starting in the VA industry or in freelancing?
Yes, I think they need to, like, if they really want to be a freelancer or a virtual assistant, they need to be like, or they need to trust themselves that they can do it. Because if you lack of, or if you are lacking of trust, or if you lack of if you are lacking when it comes to trusting or confidence, then you can't do it. because you're always thinking about what's going to happen. So also, don't stop learning. So even if you already have experience to that to that job or to any task that is given to you, so never stop like learning, because learning is a constant process of discovery and a process without end. So you need to keep on believing yourself. Also, there are a lot of free videos on YouTube where they teach you free courses rather, they teach you how to do this and that. So you just need to find out what your passion is, what you really want, or what is the niche that you wanted to focus. Because if you don't have passion when it comes to that specific being a virtual assistant, or because being a virtual assistant is very wide, so like there are niches that you need to study or you need to try until you find which one really works for you. So if you want to become a social media manager, then learning is always there, and learning by doing, and always trust yourself that you can do it, and then always apply what you have learned. Yeah. So
thank you.
It really
thank
depends
you for
on
sharing.
What kind or what niche you wanted to try. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have anything? Do you have anything you'd like to promote or share before we end?
Yes, actually, I do have a client where he wants to have this program. So actually, I've been working with them for I think for six months, and up until now, and then they really trust me. It's like out of 108 people that they responded or submit a proposal. So I am the luckiest person that they choose, because they believe in me, and I also believe in them. Then, all right, as apart from, or I started from being a cold caller, yes, and then they I've got promoted as a marketing manager and an account manager as well. So right now we are having a VA or virtual assistant program, so where we help VAs get receive a bonus or an incentive from us if they help us promote our business. So yes, so it's a lot. The name of our company is Space and Soft LLC. So we do have that program, and we are also planning to start a VA or virtual assistant agency in the Philippines soon. So I am also praying. Wow. Because he wants me to manage. Yeah.
For sure.
So, yeah, I also want to help other freelancers just like me. So because there are a lot of freelancers that is lack of confidence, most especially me, because me, I am not good when it comes to speaking English. So really, there are sometimes that I speak a lot, but just like right now, I ran out of words, so I do have a lot of filters. So, yeah, because I don't have sleep. because there are like a lot of freelancers that they don't have that confident to start just because they don't good when it comes to speaking English, or but they don't have that confidence when it comes to speaking English language, but they bring, or they have good outputs, or they do the job well or something like that. So really depends every so we are, or I would like to, when God permits, I like to, I like that to happen here in the Philippines so that we can also help VAs that just like me. Yeah, so even if
do you have a website?
Yes, I do.
Okay. We will update the description. I don't think we added that because I already added your portfolio, but I don't think I have the website where you are promoting right now. So I will update the description. We will get the link from Claudine, or you may just reach out to her directly so that you'll know, you'll find out more information.
Miss Claudine, when it officially launches, you feel free to go back. To come back here and promote.
Yes, yes. We want to help.
Yeah, sure, sure. I am looking forward to that. Yeah, really looking forward to that because I wanted to help aspiring freelancers as well that really want to took part in. So, yeah.
So for our viewers. There,
so, like...
Go ahead, go ahead.
Okay.
Sorry.
It's okay. I'm done.
So for our viewers, if you have questions, especially those who are watching on a replay, feel free to ask them in the comments. We will relay them to Claudine. And by the way, if you want to start learning more about how to start your virtual assistant business, feel free to visit conniezabala.com/VABook. To know more about it. Thank you, Claudine, for spending time with us, for sharing your stories. And we pray for you and your family. And I know it's hard to be a single mom. I'm not a single mom anymore. That's a different story. But
yeah.
So
I saw for our perfect one. Thank God.
Anyway, for our viewers, again, you can ask us your questions, especially to Claudine. Just share them in the comment section. And we hope to see you on Monday for another live praise and worship session again. Oh my goodness, I hope I won't forget. We are moving our schedule same day, Mondays and Thursdays, but 9 p.m. Here in Philippine time, there. So, let's have a closing prayer. Let's remember that we are in the presence of God. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for another episode done successfully. Thank you for the opportunity to share our knowledge and experience to serve our clients. Hopefully, our fellow service providers were able to learn something too. Thank you to all the people who support us in our mission. Thank you for the chance to bless others through this platform. We lift up to you all our viewers, our listeners, our clients, the people we work with, Claudine and her family, and all our loved ones. Continue to bless them in all areas of their lives. Whatever the petitions are right now, we pray with them, believing that whatever happens, you always have the best intentions for us. We lift up to you all these, but in the end, your will be done. In Jesus' name, amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, the Holy Spirit, amen. Thank you so much, Claudine, again, for saying yes to the invite. Our viewers, see you on Monday for another live praise and worship session. That's it for us. Bye.
Oh, bye.
Thanks for listening to the Freelancing with Faith podcast by Connie and Bell. We hope you've learned something and enjoyed the podcast.
Feel free to share our show with your friends and family.
Check our website at freelancingwithfaith.com.
Or you can also connect with us via YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram at Freelancing with Faith.
We'd love to hear from you. We also appreciate any review
feedback, or suggestions you can give us to continuously improve our content.
Make sure to be there in our next episode.
We look forward to sharing more tips and faith stories with you.